Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, and as you know very well, this is a show that is supposed to help you transform your life. I am here every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio with my wonderful producer. And feel free to call in because this is actually your show. And as you know, your show started like 2 weeks ago. And if you've never heard about me, I'm an intuitive psychologist, the author of 7 books, finishing my 8th book, a radio show host for many years, a relationship expert. And I've been a singer, a mother, grandmother, and many other things in my life. But in my 25 years of working as a therapist, I've counseled tens of thousands of people from all walks of life. And I choose different topics, but tonight I'm going to choose a topic that I find very dear to my heart. It's actually inspired by my second book called Decoding Your Destiny. And it all shows you the power of your numbers. And in a few minutes, I'll teach you how to figure it out, your life path. Probably you heard, probably you did it before. But I'm trying to do it in a different way, so and in the easiest way possible, so you really understand where you are. And I'll give you the 4 incredible truths about time, so that you can finally get time on your side. And then I have people calling me in, so Wendy from Tennessee, Jane from Canada, and all of you waiting online, wait a little bit longer, another 5-6 minutes, and I'll take your calls. My greatest pleasure is actually to take your calls. Numbers are the language of the universe. This is how the divine world communicates with us. And numerology reveals a lot about life. In fact, it reveals almost everything. Numerology doesn't just tell you when, it explains you how. It's your unique code, your divine codification that describes you entirely, like a complete record of yourself. It shows you your tendencies, your strength, your weaknesses, your talents, your hidden feelings, emotion. It's like the sum of who you are. Believe it or not, it even predicts how long you're going to be here. A lot of people are afraid to know how long their life will be. But to me, knowing is power, because if you know I have another 20 years, at least I can celebrate. So it's good to know, because you come here with a number and you live with a number, and that number pretty much tries to show you and define your time. So you actually are able to find out how long you're going to be on Earth. Also, you know, your divine codification can show you who you are compatible with, because many times you just get involved in a relationship without paying attention at the compatibility that comes through numbers. And I'll show you also, and it's in all in my book, Decoding Your Destiny, which number is compatible with which number. So because if you're in a if you're a number 9 and that's a certain vibration, a certain frequency, you're not going to be compatible with another number that is not at the level of your frequencies. So it's very important to understand that numerology is your blueprint, and it determines, in a way, you know, your destiny in this lifetime. And I will tell you that it's very important in life to pay attention to time, because timing is everything, and everything is in time. The more you understand time, the more you can use it to your advantage instead of fighting against time. But actually, numerology is nothing new. It's an ancient science. It has been established 2,500 years ago by the Greek philosopher Pythagoras. He's credited with the discovery of numerology. And can you imagine the world without numbers? You don't have a social security, a bank account, the number on your house. Everything is going to be chaotic. The world of the physics won't be the world of the physics. Now, if you go back in time to Saint Augustine of Hippo, he said that numbers are the language of the universe offered by the gods to humans as confirmation of the truth. So in other words, you are offered the truth through the gods, I mean, through the higher dimension, through the divine world. That's why in my book I talk about your divine codification. Your code is actually divine, because it's given from the above, from the higher dimension. Now, you know, it's interesting that, like the tides of the ocean, time comes in cycle. There are cycles in which you should act, cycle in which you should wait, cycle in which you should plan, cycles in which you should build, cycle in which you should begin things, and cycles in which you should add things. And I did it at any given moment. You are under the influence of a certain time and a certain cycle and a certain number. So mainly your life path number is very important, because it's your personal number, and also very important is your personal year. So I know one single show is not enough to talk about so much information, but I want you to understand where you are in your life, the opportunities, the obstacles, the people, and overall the energy that is in your life at a certain moment, because everything, as you know, energy is dictating your life according to the energy it's giving off. So is this in your favor, or is the energy not working in your favor? Now, the number to dial in is 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. And my wonderful, absolutely wonderful producer is going to take... is going to take your calls. Now, apparently it looks like we have a lot of people on call. I'm going to start to go straight to Wendy from Tennessee. My lovely Wendy, thank you so much for waiting so patiently to talk to me. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can, Karma. How are you?
I'm good, my Wendy, my love. So tell me, how can I help you? And tonight is a show on defining, you know, your divine codification. If you don't mind telling me when you're born, I'll tell you where you are, and you feel free to ask me whatever questions you have. I'll be more than excited to answer.
Okay, I'm born February 11th, 1969.
February what? I didn't hear the February, which day?
It's February 11th.
February 11th, okay. Now, February is number two, is the moon. Now, 11, you have two times the influence of the female energy, and a very strong karmic connection with your mother. You have the planet of metaphysics in the year of your life. And what's fascinating about you, you are actually a number 11. Did you know that? So
yeah, I've been told.
Amazing about you, you have two times 11. So you're on a mission. You're on a mission. People who are number 11, they many times they sacrifice for others. Many times they are here because they want to do good for others. You know, they become involved in the world or in their community. Or have you ever thought that you're on a mission with something? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I
you
do. Yeah.
Okay, so you have to follow this, because what's amazing, you're in a personal year six. This is the best year out of, you know, numbers come from 1 to 9, and in life there are 9 major cycles of life. if you go through all of them. But you're in the year, in the personal year six. So year six is the most pleasant year. It's very rewarding. It's very healing. It's stable. So this year is overall a very good year, a year to work on your own family, to work on your health, to take things very easy, because everything comes without effort. You know, everything comes easy. Whatever you want, you can build during this year. Is this a year in which you want to build a home or work on your own family? You could have two kids. Do you have them?
Yes, I have two kids.
Do you have?
Yes, I do. I have two adult kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You are meant, according to your codification, there are two children in this lifetime. You have a seven in the year of birth, which is makes you very intuitive, very in tune with everything that's happening to you. A very strong karma with your father, also not only with your mom, because it's something karmic, in my opinion, between you and your dad that comes from either a past life, if you believe in that. Do you resonate with that I'm telling you? Does it resonate?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Okay. So these are probably things that nobody has ever touched upon. Okay. Now, what is your main question to me as of in this very moment? So when you pick up the call and say, let me talk to Carmen, did you have something specific in mind? And let me ask you if the name Mary or Maria resonates with you. Mary, Miriam, an M name.
My mother's name is, they call my mother Maria. My daughter's name is Mariah.
Okay, so this name I heard in my head, and I knew it had to do with your family, so it makes sense. Okay, so, but let's go to a specific question. Give me your specific question.
I'm just curious about if I'll remarry, how soon.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, have you been separated? And who is Scott? Scott or Steve? Who has an S name? I'm hearing this name in my mind, so I know that there's some significance into this. Do you know anybody with this name? This might be the name of a man coming into your life. Are you separated for the last 5-6 years?
I'm divorced for 3 years. I've been separated for about 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
We're divorced 3 years.
So, yeah, okay. No, I'm not talking the legal. I'm talking the real separation, when you pretty much put an end to the marriage. Because
about
I feel like you were supposed, you were supposed to put an end somewhere at the end of your last cycle, which would have been around 6 years ago. And then you had a chance to meet somebody right after that, but I think you either missed that. Did anybody come into your life right after walking away from this marriage or not really? Because you know what? You're in the year six. I am absolutely confident that during this year, remember my words, Wendy, this is the year when you will tell me you will meet somebody, and the name starts with an S. And this is a man coming in your life during 2018. Why? You've been waiting for this, you know, but this is the year to make it happen. This man has also a daughter. He's also separated. He's a man around your age. The fourth month, April, comes to me. Either you meet him during April or he's born in April. I'm not sure. But I know there's something about number four. I associate this man. I see him in a uniform, you know, a doctor, somebody who wears something, you know, that's like more like a uniform. I see him wearing glasses from time to time when he reads. He has a little bit of gray hair, though he's not that old, but probably is just that's his charm. I think this is going to be a very good relationship versus, you know, what you had before. I feel like your marriage was not because you divorced, but I feel like this was not really the man for you. I don't know if you agree with me.
I do agree.
Yeah, okay.
I do
so
agree, yeah.
You're about to meet a wonderful person. I want you to call me back and tell me about this, because this is happening relatively fast for you, and I have a very clear sense, an image of this person, an idea of how he is, what he does, and where he works, and this is the year of love. You're in the year six. This is the perfect time. So use time in your favor. You call for this reason, become aware of this, and just allow it to happen. Don't put it on hold. Don't be afraid. Just because sometimes it's difficult because you've been through a difficult marriage. And, you know, sometimes you question whether you'll be happy again or you'll find the real person. But I do believe that this man was not your match, was not really, not even a compromise relationship. I think in a way, in my understanding, it was more an abusive relationship or some kind of a controlling. That it was lack of balance in this relationship with this man. So you have to be happy that you were able to put an end to it, you know. But you have two beautiful kids and you are okay and you are ready, you know what I mean, to start a much better relationship from now on. I promise you, this is really good for you, Wendy. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Do you see any moves for me?
I think moves are good. Relocation is good. This is the year, I even said it at the beginning of the show, the year, you know, in which you, the year six is in the year in which you can find a different location. It comes easily. This is the year that doesn't make you struggle. It just, you know, when you put the intention in motion and you said, well, I want to relocate, and boom, it's just happening. It's just there. The opportunity will present itself. I see movement anytime between the end of the spring, somewhere around June, all the way down to the end of the summer. The sooner you make the move, the better. I see you moving in a home when there's a lot of white doors, white, you know, like French white doors, something with a lot of white even inside, even white furniture. And I like that. So I'm going to go to a break right now. And thank you so much, Wendy, for calling the show. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at ohmtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Carmen Jara, back on Om Time Radio with my show, Everyday Miracles, you know, and I am so excited to talk to you. I'm going to go to the call. There's no way I can explain you too much about the concept of time, because there's no time for it. But I would love to take your calls. And as we speak, you'll probably understand. And all you, if you get my book, Decoding Your Destiny, all the information is there. And as you know very well, numbers come from 1 to 9. And it's very important to understand that every single number has a certain vibration, has a certain frequency, and you need to demystify the power of your divine code by simply adding all the numbers. Let's say you're born March 25th. March is 3, 2, 5 doesn't exist. Number come from 1 to 9. You add 2 plus 5, that's a 7. And you're born in 1970, 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0 doesn't exist in numerology. That's an 8. And you add all the numbers together, the 3, the 7, and the 8, and you reduce it to a single digit. And you end up coming to number 9. So divine codification is the final number. And that's your life path. And then also you have to take your name, and every single letter corresponds to a number. You're going to find on my website the Pythagorean, a table of association numbers with letters. And it's very easy to find out which number you have in your name. And those are the two elements that define the two energies that represent who you really are. And also, of course, there's the genetic code. So combining those three elements, you create the trinity of life. I'm going to go to Jane from Canada. Hi, my lovely Jane. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm good, Dr. Hera. How are you doing?
I'm talking on one of my favorite topics, and I'd love to answer all your questions. So do you mind telling me when you're born and think of all your questions that you have for me tonight?
Sure. My birth date is June 18, 1970.
June 18?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So you have the planet of karma, which is 8 in 1970, which gives you longevity. June, you have the planet Venus, and then you have the planet Pluto, which is, you know what I mean? It's something that makes you struggle a little bit at the beginning of your life. I don't know, you remember a little bit of struggle when you were during your youth as a child, you know? But things got so much better as you're getting older and you stabilize and things. And you're a very free spirit, you know? You want to be on your own. You want to be independent, you know? And you're very goal-oriented. You have sometimes a difficult way of attaching to people in a sense that attaching emotionally or going for 100% commitment. Do you have a daughter?
No, I don't.
Okay. This is one of the things that could have happened in this lifetime. So sometimes, you know, things can pass by, and if it didn't happen, it doesn't mean anything. But you have a very long life, you have a very stable life, and you're on a quest of always finding something new. I don't know if you agree with me. What is your, and you also have a karma with a grandmother. I don't know if you ever acknowledge that. You have have you ever had a very strong connection, like a soul connection with one of your grandmothers?
Well, I never spent much time with my maternal grandmother. I did get along well with her.
Is one of your grandmothers deceased?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
One of them I see showing me, one I see a woman, so I'm seeing somebody right now here in my home, you know, who I think is connected to you. He's a medium woman, medium in height, round face. She has very pretty big eyes, brown hair. And this woman was a very strong character and very sweet, very lovely. She liked to organize all kinds of events. She's very giving, loving, generous, but very, very strong character, very powerful. I don't know if I'm describing it well, the person that has something to do with you in this lifetime, but I'm seeing somebody, so I'm asking if this resonates with you. And I feel like she has a message for you. And the message is that you are entering a karmic year in June, and then there's a lot of recognition for you and a lot of achievement career-wise. I don't know if... Do you have your own business?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you plan something like this? Or do you plan to get a promotion or a raise? Because from June of this year all the way to June of the next year, so you have a year and something ahead of you to see things falling in place, and financially things are going to go so much better. I don't know if you will purchase something or invest money into some, a very positive year financially, all the way down to the summer of 2019. So take advantage, talking about time, take advantage of the energy of this moment in your life that comes to, how should I say, to bring you financial recognition, recognition in your career, and opportunities of opening something independent. And again, you might know what I'm telling you. You will know who is Pam or Pamela or somebody with a P name, a woman who might be instrumental in helping you. Think a little bit of what I'm telling you and ask me if you have anything specific that you need to know. If there's something that, like a specific question.
I was wondering if you see me getting a new job within the
right.
Next
that's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Work and recognition from now on to June, you'll get a new job, and the job represents a new beginning where you will be promoted. Well, money will start growing, and I suggest that you invest. There will be a very good financial opportunity, something you haven't had in a very long time. Probably it's one of the best you've ever had. And actually there's two women there. There's this woman that I think I should call, name his P, Pamela, Pam, something like that. And there's another woman, Catherine, Kathy. There's two female. You don't know what I'm telling you because it didn't happen yet. It's about to happen, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I tell you, this is something that will be the best opportunity. You remember, you're in a karmic year, and this is when things are finally happening to you after a long period of time. Anything else you want to ask me? You'll have money to be able to invest either in a property or in something else, but there is a financial investment anytime somewhere within a year from now.
Well, that's about time because I'm underpaid right now. I've been with the same company for over 12 years, and
well,
I've only had
no,
a raise.
Well, no, but this is coming. This is coming to an end, and there's a new beginning, and it's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. It's about to happen very soon, right around your birthday. So if you're really willing to make it the way I'm telling you, that's why you're calling today. There's a major reason we are talking. I want you to open your perception to where is this opportunity? It's happening now, not in the fall. It's happening right around your birthday. It's there.
Wow.
Open your eyes. You will see it. It's there. It involves two female. There's two women helping you to get this job. When you open your eyes, you will see what I'm telling you. Take it. You will be happy that you made this call. Because this is this is opening your perception towards something that is going to happen to you. And it's going to change things around for you. I promise you. So this
you know
is going to bring you the money, I'm telling you. Sorry?
Do you know what type of work I'll be doing? Because I'm looking at hotel jobs, also home health care, like well, more administrative work at a home health care
I think
company.
It's more health, it's more health care. I think it's more healthcare, and it's a big job.
Okay.
It's a big job. It pays so much better. It's responsibility, but you don't mind taking responsibility. You're very good at that, you know?
Yeah.
So you will
do
a fabulous job, and you will finally be paid the money that you deserve. And this is a place where you will be able to grow. This is a place where you will do better. This is a place where you will get a constant raise. So you're not going to be in the situation of the last 12 years in which you are stagnant and things were not working for you. Okay? Okay, my lovely Jane.
That's exciting.
My sweetheart.
Thank you
so much for calling me. I love you, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Elenia from New York. Hi, my dear Elania. Hi, my lovely Elania. How are you?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Hanging on. So it was great to talk to you as always.
I want to hear what's up, what's new, what's going on, and give me your birthday again, because today I'm looking numerologically at see where you are, which year are you in, and where are you going from here.
Yeah, it's December 3, 1943, believe it or not.
Okay. I don't believe it, because you are so vibrant, and this is, we used to say this is just a number, but actually you are a woman who you're going to reach 100 and still working. You've been a little bit stagnant, if you agree with me. You've still been a little bit put on hold. As the year goes by, things get so much better. You have one of the best year coming ahead very soon, which actually think is quite one of the best year in the last 26, because you have a lot of actually see you on a stage receiving an award. I don't know if this is through a TV station or something that involves any kind of award, but I see you on stage receiving an award, and this is something you've been working for a lifetime to receive, and finally you're gonna get it, my love. It's coming. It's coming to you. Actually, your whole life is getting better. It's stabilizing. Don't be afraid. I know you're afraid. Do you agree with me? There's like fear. The fear.
Yes, a lot of fear. But
I feel your fear. I think things will steadily get better. You know, every day that goes by, things are getting better, because you're coming closer to this extraordinary opportunity that means finally recognition for you for all these years. You've been working so hard and haven't received the recognition that is due to you, you know. And there's also there's a big chunk of money. I don't know if you expect money, but there's money. There's a big check. Are you planning to sell a project? Are you selling another book? What are you doing? Because there's something very, very well paid. So this financial opportunity is also making you feel, breathe better, and feel more confident and more secure. Other than that, your health is great. Everything is good with you. But I want you to invite me to that event, to that big celebration, to the moment when you get that award, because I see you in a long, beautiful dress. And I want to applaud you for all your hard work.
I will invite you. I hope all this happens soon.
It's going to be soon. It's going to be relatively soon. Somewhere, might take a number of months, but somewhere during the fall of this year. So fall to the end of the year is when all this is coming in place after many years of waiting. So it's interesting how in life we can wait and we are put on hold. But when it's coming, and this is your time to shine. I love you, and thank you so much for calling me. Thank you so much. I send you a big kiss. I'm going to go to Lori from Connecticut. Hi, my Lori. How are you, my dear?
Carmen, I'm so glad you have this radio show. I think you can help so many people. So happy, and happy that I was chosen. So my situation is I am completing a 5-year, going into a 6-year, and I listened carefully to what you said to Wendy about it being a healing and stable year with no struggle. The
yes.
big issue coming
give
up
me,
is coming
give me,
up and
give me, Lori, give me just the month and the day of your birth. That's all I want to know, because I want to see something.
August?
August?
August 5th, 5.
August 5. Yes, so you finish in the year 5, and as of August, you enter the year 6. And yes, you are going to that pleasant, stable. This is still till August, you're still on a quest. You're still searching. You're still looking around. You're still looking back. You still wonder how you should do it. Do you agree with me?
That's exactly where I am and why I'm on the phone with you.
Right. Let's go specific. Let me give you the most specific answer. Put me the question. I give you right away the answer. Give me the question.
Okay, the question is, we've lived in Connecticut for 24 years, and we're considering changing the location of where we live
year-round.
Okay, well,
the change should happen from now to August. So if you want to do something good to yourself, make the change, 100% make the change. In the year five is the year of relocation, is the year to move. You end the year five as of August. You might even consider end of August, but you have ahead of you a number of months like April, May, June, July. So you have 4 months and something to make the change happen, to make the move happen. So it's a specific question. Right now, make the move. It's the year to change a location. And as you will do the change, you will breathe the way you've never done it in a long time. You will say, oh, wow. You know what I mean? Because you change the vibration frequency of where you live. You know, you live in a different, on a total different vibration, on a different territory. And you will feel, you'll resonate differently. Where you are right now, there's no resonance. You know, the resonance is dead. So you need to walk away from that place. You spend
now,
your
how
time
do I know
there,
where
it's
the
being
new
done. You will
where
know.
Would the
if
new
you go
place?
Just, yeah. You go by your own instinct. Is your father deceased?
Yes.
Your father is telling me to tell you that he's guiding you. He's taking you to the place. And he said the place is near a street that when you turn left, goes straight to a highway. And that there's trees on the corner of the street. And then you will immediately recognize, he shows me a number 6 and 3. He said, the moment you look, the universe will take you there. And he said, he will take you there. He will take you by the hand. He will take you there. He shows me a W. I don't know if that's a number of the street or a person who's going to show you a location. But there's a lot of details that you receive that will guide you through the place. And you will call me back and you will tell me about this.
Carmen, here's what I'm wondering. Could the current house that my husband and I are living in, he's in the same number year as me. We both came in with the same life path of 9. He's in a 5-year in June.
Soulmates that move in the same direction, very rare. Doesn't happen so frequently. That's very powerful.
Well, that's good to know. But my question is, could this current house have an attachment to me? I know I have an attachment to the house. My husband, not so much. But could this current house that we're in have an attachment to my energy?
Yeah. I mean, you attach. The house is not attaching to you. You attach to the house. But as you know from the Hindu and from the ancient teaching, it's not good to attach. It's not too good to attach to anything that means solid stuff, homes, properties, because they can block you. It's like you get stagnant and you can move, and you can move into the new vibrational energy. So I feel like you have to cut the cord with this house. You know, you have to make peace in your mind that it's okay to have this house go, but the way you're going to do it even more peacefully is go ahead and look for the new property. You know what I mean? Look for the new home.
So physically start doing road trips or...
Exactly. Physically looking around. Look on the computer, look everywhere, and get the information, you know? Get the information,
okay.
And you will start seeing with all those details that I'm giving you. You will find the place and think of your father and talk to him, loud voice. You promise me you're going to show me the place? Please show me the place, you know what I mean? You have the power. Either that you show it to me through a sign, or I just look on a piece of paper and I see a certain address, but you will be guided. I know that. So I have to take a break, so I'll be back in a minute. Catherine, Krista, Angela, hold on the line. I'll be back in a second.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you.
The
the best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I am back. So I'm going to go back to the phone to Catherine from California. Hi, my lovely Catherine.
Hello, Carmen. How are you?
So good to talk to you, my sweetheart. So let's go straight to the questions. And also tell me when you're born, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd be happy to. September
4th,
1953.
1953. Correct. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You have the voice of a 20-year-old. The energy is pretty amazing. And you are beautiful and in shape. And do you agree with me? You're so gorgeous. Oh, my God, I see you. And plus, you are 99 and your stability, you're a number 4. You're supposed to do extremely well in this world overall because you always find your balance. You have a double 4 and a double 9. I've rarely seen something like this because it's such a balance codification. And whatever you need something, the universe is giving it to you. You meant to have a son. I don't know if you have a son and also a daughter. Do you have kids?
No, I have a nephew who I considered my...
Like a son. Okay.
In this
lifetime, first of all, you have a daughter?
No.
No kids? So it's interesting. Nope. In this life, you had a chance to have kids when you were young. If you choose not to at some point, they come to you in a different way. Either you have, because it's something karmic, either you have a nephew that he becomes so supportive of you, almost like your own son, and it doesn't matter the blood. What karma matters more than the biology. So, and then you... Indirectly, either your nephew will have a daughter and you will consider her like your granddaughter, but somehow, you know, it's interesting. I feel like there's two souls that you have a soul connection, and you have such a long life. It's pretty impressive. You're a woman who you will be working and feeling perfect at 90-something, you know. Do you do any yoga or something? Because I want to find your secret.
I do yoga and
yeah,
I
because
walk.
I feel, and you walk, I feel your energy is so vibrant. You know, it's everything is in the energy field. And if the energy is heavy, it doesn't matter you're 23. You know what I mean? You can have cholesterol and diabetes. But and you can be 90-something and be in a resonance with the universe. So what is your question, Catherine, for me tonight? So I want to be very specific. So ask me exactly if you have any concern or anything you need an answer for.
Okay. I've planned to move to Spokane, Washington from California at the end of April. And I want to know, is this going to, like, help my business in helping women, especially people having more fun and play in their lives, and also, you know, the love of my life?
Well, listen, so you're in the year five. You're in the year five. It's exactly what I told my previous caller. In the year five, you move. So perfect time to move. Perfect time. A great decision to move. There is a man in your life, but he feels to me younger than you. Are you with somebody right now?
No, not right now, but I've been with a younger man.
Okay.
Very young. Man,
okay.
I'm very
young. You will always attract younger people because your energy is not your chronology. There are two elements, Kairos and Kronos. Kairos is your chronology and Kairos is your vibration energy. So your chronology, it contradicts your vibration energy being so much lighter and younger. So consequently, I see you with somebody exactly as you coming closer to the year six, which is the year of love in September. You enter the year six. And during right around the summer, closer to your birthday and to the end of the year, you'll find this great romance with this man who is actually very attractive. He was married before, I think twice, but it doesn't matter. He's a very nice guy. He has kids. It's very possible. He has a boy and a girl. Possible his kids will somehow play a good role in your life because sometimes, you know, stepkids can be very good people. So I think you will have immediately, you know, a family that you always wanted to have. I like you with this new man. I love the new place. You will move there, but then you will move again in a home with this new man. And this man, trust me, has a very nice house with very high ceiling and a beautiful chandelier. I know what I'm seeing. So listen, you have a magic time ahead of you. Go ahead and do the move. Anything else you need to know?
Something. Okay, let me think. There is some. What am I supposed to ask you? It's about my business and about my work. I'm the people I'm supposed to reach, Carmen, and you've actually been on one on two of my summits. And so I mean, I love you dearly,
really?
But I'm not serving, and so I've really realized that it's play and fun because that's what I like. When people are so stressed, what they're not doing is taking time to just have funners and have fun in their life. And so that's where I'm feeling guided to put in my new direction. So how does that?
I love that. I think that's actually great. I think you should continue on that path.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I think that you're on the right direction, and I see you doing a lot of that. I mean, continue on that path because you start to have more and more fun in doing it. It's
okay,
perfect.
Sure. Okay. Perfect.
You are perfect. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much for taking my call, Carmen. Much love.
Okay, I love you, my sweetheart. I'm gonna go to who do I have next? I think is it Angela? From New York, hi, Angela.
Hi,
Angela. How are you, my love?
How are you, my love? I'm good. How are you? How is everything?
It's good to talk to you. So, any questions that you have for me tonight?
Yes, I want to move. I'm not sure if I should do it or not.
Okay, give me the month and the day of your birth. Let's see which personal year you are in.
Everybody's scared when I say my birthday. I don't know why. Maybe explain that to me too. It's 11/11.
But just give it to me. Let's see. Let's give it. Give it to me. 11/11.
11/11/69. Yep.
Okay. Well, 11/11. 11 is such a beautiful number. It's a master number. It symbolizes awakening, spirituality. It's the symbol of light. You know. As the symbol of divine. So you also go into, you're also in the year five, which means moving, changing, cutting the cord of the last 14 years and the last five and moving in a different direction. If you plan to do that, you're in a perfect alignment with your own divine time. Also, somebody coming into your life. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, no.
You are?
No, no, not at all.
That's what I'm saying. Because I don't think, I never thought you are. So by making the move is when you bring somebody in your life. So if you move in a different area, in a different town, in a different city, you actually end up by meeting somebody. And the person I see you with is a relatively tall guy who's very introverted, very connected to his mother. It's interesting. I feel this is somebody who's never been too involved himself. Like he spent a lot of time alone. You know, some of us, we're still looking in this world to find our own self. And I feel like this person is looking to, you know, rediscover himself. But I feel like you will play such a good role in his life. Like you will complement each other. It's going to be a very complementary relationship. I keep on seeing a number, an initial S and an initial M. It's like I see two initials that are very strong in my mind that have something to do with this person. And I do believe that this... When are you planning to make the move?
Well, I was thinking in the summer, like August.
Okay. Well, you can move even faster if you want. It's completely up to you. Where do you want to move?
Like where? California. California.
Yeah, that's going to be actually a very good move for you. It's a very, and you meet this person at an event. Do you like to go out sometime, attend seminars or classes?
Yeah.
Or
Yes.
Yeah, is the way you meet this person. And it's interesting that you just go there looking beautiful like yourself, and then this is a man who approaches you by asking questions, and all of a sudden, you know, there's no accident. Everything is for a reason. But my feeling is that you might probably move faster. You know, I have a sense that this might happen sooner.
Sooner.
So,
okay.
Might happen sooner. Think about it and call me next week or whenever you want. Call me back on the radio. Think, digest what I told you, and if you have anything else to ask, feel free to call anytime. Okay, my Angela. Love you.
I love you. Thank you much. Bye.
Okay, sweetheart. I don't know did I speak with Krista? I'm going to ask Christopher because I'm not sure whether I miss Krista. Hi, Krista. How are you, my love? How is Texas?
Good. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Krista. I'm super excited to talk to you, my love. So tell me when you're born and let's see how can I be as specific as possible.
Okay,
so,
October 1st, 79.
Okay, October 1st. You're in the year of creativity. Do you plan to do something creative? Do you have a great idea? Do you want to build something? Do you want to buy a home? What is your plan right now that makes your imagination, you know, go to the roof? Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Or ask me specifics. Okay, so this is a good year to do it. And then, you know, as we come into the fall, right around your birthday, you will stabilize. Your finances are going to be better than ever also in your case because you entered the year 4, which is karmic and is the number for money. So financially, you're going to do very well. Anything specific that you want to ask me? Like if you have a specific question.
Just what you see for me in the next year, personally.
Well, I told you this year, so you ending a year somewhere in October, and this is the year, as I said, to become creative and to build eventually a business on your own or build an idea, a concept, and becoming more confident with your own self. And then as you come in closer to the fall, I see an investment in a business, in something that generates a lot of cash flow. I have a sense of somebody with the name D. Daniel David. Look for this person who can be very instrumental in helping you financially. But for you, it's a time of stability. So this is where you are for the next 1 year and a half. And I have to let you go because I'm going to the end of the show. And I love you, my Krista. And call me anytime you want because I'm here every Tuesday. And thank you, everybody, for listening to tonight's episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm here on Home Time Radio. And feel free to call in. My producer is going to take your call. And again, I'm Dr. Carmen Hara. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.